Show them to all. Today's office Baba Basra Daf Ayin Dalet, and we're starting about the 12th line with the words Armalei Ta'ach Vilach. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sar Basra Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And we are in the middle of the Gata Gemara's known as Rabbi Bar Chana. And here we're about to begin our 13th story. Remember, Rabbi Bar Chana is walking in the desert with an Arab merchant with a taya. As Rabbi Bar Chana continues, Armalei, he told me Ta'ach Vilach Har Sinai. Come, I'm going to show you Har Sinai. All day I went, Chazoya I saw, and here's the proper gear saw. The Hajulei Akravi that there were scorpions surrounding it. The Kaimei Kichami Chivarti, and they looked like white donkeys. Shamati Baskol Shemeris, I heard a Baskol that said, Oy Lishan Ishbati, warned me that I made the Shvua, and this is referring to the Shvua that Hashem made, that he's going to send us into Golos. And Va'achdor Shenishbati, now that I made this Shvua, says the Baskol, me Meferli, who's going to be Meferd, who's going to annul it for me? And Rabbi Ruchana says, Kiasar the Kamej Rabbanu, when I came to the Rabbanu, I told him what happened. Amruli, they told me, Kol Abba Chamra, Kol Rabbi Ruchana Sichsa, every Abba's a donkey, and every Rabbi Ruchana is a fool. As we explained yesterday, Rabbi Ruchana's name was really Abba, and they were calling him a fool and a donkey. And why is that? Because Hayel Chalaymar Muferlach, you should have called out, it's Mufar for you, I annul your vow for you, and you didn't do that. Now we try to answer for why Rabbi Ruchana did not do that, because Vahu Savar, Rabbi Ruchana thought to himself, Dilma Shvuas and Mabelhu, maybe that's referring to the Shvuah of the Mabel, that Hashem said he's not going to bring another Mabel to the world. And so why would he want to be made for that Shvuah? However, the Rabbanu, what do they think? Imkain, if that's really so, Oili Lama. Why would the Baskal say, woe unto me that I made the Shvuah? It's a great Shvuah that Hashem's not going to destroy the world. So it must be he's referring to the Shvuah of sending Am Yisrael to Galus. On to our 14th story, continue to discuss this. Rabbi Ruchana said, Amar Li, that the Arab merchant told me, I'm going to show you where the people of Kairach were swallowed up. We know the Kairach Chol Sichsach with Moshe Rabbeinu ended with him and his whole camp being swallowed up by the ground. So the Arab merchant told him, I'm going to show you where they were swallowed up. Chazay Trey Beze, I saw there were two cracks in the ground. Vahavu Kamaski Kutra, there was smoke coming out of them. Shakal Gabava de Amra, this merchant who's with me, took some wool. Vamshinu Maya, he soaked them in water. Udatise Brush de Ramcha, and he put them on the top of a spear. Vaile Hasam, and he put them into these cracks in the ground. Vahi Apik, and we took them out. Hava Ichach Ruche, they were singed, they were burned, and that's even though they were soaked with water, and basically that was an entrance to Gehenim. Amr Ali, the Arab, told me, Atis Mashamat, go pay attention to what you hear. Vishamas and I heard the Havu Amrin that the people on the ground were saying, Moshe Sayrasai Emes Behain Badain. Moshe and his Torah are true, and they are liars, or they are planners of not good things. And this is referring to the sons of Kairach who did Shuvah last moment, and so they didn't go all the way down into Gehenim. They were still at somewhat of a higher place, and that's where Rabbi Ruchana was able to hear them. And Amr Ali, the Arab, told me, says Rabbi Ruchana, Kol Tosin Yami, every 30 days, Mahadul Huganim Lahacha, Gehenim brings them around to hear. Like meat cooking in a pot, and they say over here, Other 15th story, Rabbi Ruchana says, Amar Li, that this Arab told me, come, I'm going to show you where heaven and earth touch each other. Literally, this means where they kiss. Basically, I'm going to show you where the meeting place of heaven and earth is. And Rabbi Ruchana was brought there, and he tells us, that I took my basket that had bread in it, it's I put it in one of the windows of Shemayim, after I davened, I looked for my basket, and I couldn't find it. So Aminalei, I told this Arab, there's thieves over here, they stole my bread. So Amrali, he told me, no, this is Rakia rotating, it's circulating, and that's why you missed your basket. It's like putting something down on a round tray which is turning. If you turn around for a moment, it's not going to be there, because now it's going around. So Natar Adlamachar Hacha, Mishkachasla, if you wait till tomorrow over here, you're going to find your basket is going to be brought back to you. Story number 16, now we're going to have a bunch of stories that are not with Rabbi Archana. Rabbi Yechon Mishtar, Rabbi Yechon said over the following, Zemin Chada, Hava Kazin Besfinta, one time we were going in a ship, Kazina, who covered, we saw a fish, the Apke Reshim Maya, it stuck its head out of the water, Vidamian Aini Katre Siare, and its eyes were like two moons, Benofits Maya Mitati Zime, and water came out from its two nostrils, Kitre Mavri de Sura, like the two rivers of Sura. On store number 17, or Safra Mishtai, or Safra said over the following, Zim Nechada one time, Havakazin Vesfinta, we're going on a ship, Vachazinu who covered, and we saw a fish, the Apke Reshim Maya, it stuck its head out of the water, Vahavale Karne, and it had horns, Vachakik Ale, and on these horns were etched the following, Ana Birya Kalash Bayam, I'm a small berry, I'm a small creature of the sea, Vivina Talasmea Parsi, and I'm 300 parsis long, Vazlini Lapuma de Levyasan, and I'm going now to the mouth of the Levyasan. And Ravashi Ravashi says, Ahu Iza Diamahu, this is called the sea goat, Idibachisha Vaisla Karni, and it searches for its food and it has horns. On to story number 18. Rabbi Yochanan Mishtar, Rabbi Yochanan said over the following, Zimnachada Havakazin Vesvinta, one time we're going on a ship, Vazina Hikatalisa, and we saw a certain chest, a certain box, Tavakal Mikbe Ba, Vanam Tavis Margolias, and had precious stones and pearls set into it, Vahadula Mine de Kavri, the Mikri Karsha, and it was surrounded by a type of fish called a Karsha. There's a Bara Moirai, which is basically a swimmer, a diver. He went down to bring this box up. Ragash, one of the fish noticed him and wanted to tear off his leg. So he threw a bottle of vinegar at it, and because of the smell, it went down into the water and swam away. A Baskal came out and said to us, what do you have to do with this box of Chanina Ben Daisa's wife? Because in inside, Tchelis is going to be kept for the tzaddikim of the world to come, so you shouldn't be busying yourself with this box. On to story number 19. Rabbi Yehuda Hindu Mishtai, Rabbi Yehuda Hindu said over the following. One time we were going on a ship, we saw a very precious stone. There was a tanin, which we had translated yesterday as a sea monster. It was surrounding it. This swimmer, this diver went to go bring it. The sea monster came and wanted to swallow our ship. We had this word yesterday. This is a female raven. It came along. It chopped off this monster's head. The water turned into blood. There's so much blood that came out of this tanin's head that the water basically turned into blood. And also tanina chavre, another tanin who's its friend, came along. It took this stone and hung it on this dead one. And it came back to life. It once again wanted to swallow our ship. Once again, this bird came, chopped off its head, and it was at that point in time that this swimmer got this precious stone, threw it onto the ship, and we had some salted birds with us. That was our food. And Osvinu Alayhu, this guy who had gotten the stone, put it on these salted birds. They came alive, grabbed the stone, and flew away with it. And on to story number 20. They were on a ship. Rabbi Shua was awake. And Rabbi Shua shook. He was trembling. Rabbi Lezer woke up because of that. So he asked him, Mazi Yeshua, what's going on, Rabbi Shua? What's happening? Why did you tremble? Why did you shake? So he told him, Ma'ar Godel Risabayam, I saw a great light, a very big light in the sea. Rabbi Lezer told him, Shema Enav Shal Yasan or Isa, maybe you saw the eyes of the Levyasan. The Pasuk says, Enav Kafa Pei Shachar, its eyes are like the eyelids of dawn. And on to our last of the grouping of 21 stories, Rashi said, Amrali Hunabar Nasan. Hunabar Nasan told me the following, Zimnachada Havakaz Lina Madbra, one time we're going in the desert, Bahavai Atma de Bisar Badon, and we had a piece of Atma meat, which is basically the back leg of the animal, Pasachna Rikrina. We cut it open and we took out the Gid Hanasha. This is the sciatic nerve that one is not allowed to eat, and they knew where it was, so they took it out of this piece of meat. And then afterwards, Vanachna Isve, we put it on some herbs, and Atma Mysin Sivi, when we were looking for wood to make the barbecue, Chalam Atma, this piece of meat, literally Chalam means it healed, meaning it went back to what it originally was. It didn't have this cut in it anymore. It wasn't cut open. It was whole. Vitavinon, and we roasted it. We barbecued it like that. And Kihadron, when we came back to this place, Labasa Tracer Yachashasa, after 12 months, Chazinul Hani Gomri Dahava Kamalakshe, we saw that those same coals that we used back then, a year ago, were glowing. They still were burning. And Kasala Kameda Memar, when I came to Amemar, I told him this, Amrali, he told me, Hau Isva Samtri Hava. That herb, those grasses, were called Samtri, and they have special healing powers. And they even, so to speak, healed your piece of meat, causing it to become whole again. And Hanu Gomri, the Risma Havu. Those coals were from Roisem wood, which burned very hot and very long. Now, to these stories that we had just mentioned, we spoke about the Levyasan, which we know is going to be saved for the Tzadikim La'asid Lavai, and it's a huge fish in the sea. As now we continue discussing this, the Pasuk tells during the creation of the world, Vayivra Likimas Taninim Hagdailim, and Hashem created the great Taninim in the sea, these great sea monsters. Hachatar Gimu, over here in Bavel, they explain as referring to the following, Arzile de Yama, it's the Re'im animal of the sea. Whereas Rabbi Yechanan in Eretz Yisrael, he said, Zel Levyasan Nachash Bariach, these great sea monsters, these Taninim Hagdailim that Hashem created, is referring to the Levyasan, which is the Nachash Bariach, the straight snake, and the Levyasan Nachash HaKalasan, the Levyasan, the curved snake. Remember, because we have a Pasuk in Navi that tells us, Bayomahu, on that day, Yifgad Hashem Bechar Be'akash V'Gaymer, Hashem with his hard, great, and mighty sword is going to Yifgad, he's going to judge. And the continuation of the Pasuk mentions these two different Nachashim, these two different snakes. And in parentheses, the Gemara says, Simin Kol Shah Yardin, that's a simin for the upcoming discussion. And we continue talking about the Levyasan, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Masha Bar Kosh Baruch Hu Bailamai, anything Hashem created in this world, Zachron Kiv Baram, he created them both male and female. Af Levyasan Nachash Beriach, Levyasan Nachash Kalasain. Hashem also created the Levyasan. As we had just mentioned, we have the straight one and the curved one, Zachron Kiv Baram, they were male and female, Vilmain is Kakan Zelazet, and if they would mate together, Machriven is Kalaim Kulai, they would destroy the entire world because all their offspring would be these giants and they would just destroy everything. So Masa Kosh Baruch, what did Hashem do? Sirius is Zachar, he made the male unable to have children right after it was created. Bahargan Kavan, he killed the female, Malachal Tzadikim La'asid Lavai, and he salted with Tzadikim La'asid Lavai. And how do we know this? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vahargas Atanin Asher Bayam, and he killed the Tanin that was in the sea. Now we go on to discuss another giant creation of Hashem's, Va'af, and also, Behemois Bahari Aleph, this as the Pasuk describes, as Behemois of 1,000 mountains, Zachron and Kev Abram, Hashem created them both male and female, Vimalim Skakazalazet, and if they would mate together, Machimun Kalalim Kulai, their offspring would destroy the entire world. Masakosh Bokhus, what Hashem do? Sarah says Zachar, he made the male unable to have children, Vitsina in Hanakeva. Literally, this means he cooled the female down so she doesn't want to live with a different animal. Ushmal Tzadikim Lasid Lavai, and he left with Tzadikim Lasid Lavai. Shenamar Kos Pasuk says, Hine no Koicha Masnov, behold its strength is in its Masnov, is in its loins, Zazacha is referring to the male, Va'ina Beshriya Bitnai, and the power in its belly, Zunakeva is referring to the female. Now the Gemara asks, has Hasam Nami over there also. In the case of Eliasan, Lisarsala Zachar, Litznanul and Keva. Why not make the male unable to have children, like what Hashem did? But instead of killing the Nekeva, why not just cool it off so it doesn't want to live with a different fish? And the answer is, Dog and Pritze, that fish are Prutzim, they're unrestrained, and cooling off the female of Yasan would do nothing, and therefore Hashem had to kill it. As the Gemara of Levit Ibcha, why not do the opposite? Why not make the female unable to have children and kill and salt the male for La'asad Lave for the Tzadikim? Gemara answers, Ibai Sema, either you could say, Nekeva Melicha Male, the salted female of Yasan is better, or Ibai Sema, alternatively, you could say, Kim Nechsev, since the Pasuk tells us, Lev Yasan Ze Yotzarta Lasachik Boy, that you created this of Yasan to play with it or sport with it, Bahadi Nekeva Lava Erech Ira, it's not proper to make Schaik with a female fish, and therefore Hashem had to kill it. Hachanami Limlechal Nekeva, over here also, we're talking about this behemoth. Why didn't Hashem kill the female and salt it? Why'd he just cool it down? The answer is, Kavr Melicha Male. Salted fish is good. Bisra Melicha Loi Male, salted meat is not as good. If Hashem kept this behemoth alive, Lasid Lavai, it's going to end up being fresh meat and not salted. On to another discussion from Rav Yehuda Marav, he tells us, when Hashem wanted to create the world, he told the Sire, the minister, or the Malach of the sea, open your mouth and swallow all the waters in the world. That's because we know that when the world's created, water covered the entire thing. So he told the Sire of the Yam, swallow all the water so the dry land will now show. Amr Lefan of this Sire, this Malach, told Hashem, it's enough that I can manage my own. What does that mean? We know the Pasuk says, that all the streams go into the sea, and the sea never gets full. And technically, the sea should overflow because of all the water going into it. And the reason why it doesn't is because this Malach is busy swallowing all this extra water. So he told Hashem, I'm not able to do this. I'm busy swallowing all this water myself. I can't swallow the rest of the world's water to make space for the dry land. So Miyad, right away, what happened? But by Baragai, Hashem, so to speak, kicked him and killed him. Shemar the Pasuk says, then Hashem split the sea with his might, and with his understanding, he struck, which really means someone who's proud, and that's referring to this Malach. And our Yitzchak says, Shema, we know, we learn from here, Sar Shal Yam, Rahav Shemai, the Sire of the Sea, its name is Rahav. And if not for the fact that water covers this dead Sire of the Yam, in Kolbir Yechai Lam Brechai, no one would be able to withstand the smell of its dead body, if you will. Again, it doesn't really have a body, but whatever that means, nobody would be able to withstand the smell. Shema, because the Pasuk says, Lo Yoreu V'lo Yashchisu B'chol Har Kodshi V'goymer, they're not going to harm or injure all of my sacred mountain, Kamayim L'yam Mechasim, as the water covers the sea. And we understand the Pasuk as follows, Al Tikri L'yam Mechasim, don't read it as covering the sea, El L'sarish L'yam Mechasim, rather that the water covers the Sar of the Yam, which is down there after he was killed by Hashem. Another member of Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Yehuda says, B'shem Rav, Yarden Yotzer Mars Famyas, the Jordan River, the Yarden, comes from literally the cave of Famyas, and this we understand as the Banyas, which is all the way in northern Eretz Yisrael. And Tanya Mechach, we have a brass just like this, Yarden Yotzer Mars Famyas, the Jordan River comes from this cave of Famyas, Umahal Chabiyam Shal Sivchi, Ubiyam Shal Tveria, and it goes first through the Sea of Sivchi, which we do not have nowadays, and through the Sea of Tveria, which is the Kinneret, Umazgal Vyar Liyam Agadol, and it goes all the way down to the Great Sea, which is the Mediterranean, Umazgal Vyarid, and it keeps on going, Achmegil Pivshal Vyasan, until it reaches the mouth of the Vyasan. Shem, because the Pasuk says, Yiftach ki Yogiach Yarden Alpiu, it's settled, or it's insured, it's confident that the Yarden is going to flow into its mouth. However, Maskevler Rav Barula, Rav Barula asked, Hi, Bibahemus Bahari Elf Ksiv. This Pasuk was written in regards to Behemoth Bahari Elef, which is talking about this behemoth animal, not the Leviathan. Ella Amar Rav Barula, rather Rav Barula has a different answer. Amos I Behemoth Bahari Elef Betuchais, when is it the Behemoth Bahari Elef, this behemoth animal, when is it that it's betuach, it's settled, it's confident that it's going to stay alive, Bizman Shemigiach Yarden Befishal of Yasan, at the time when the Yarden flows into the mouth of the Leviathan? We know at the end of times there's going to be a fight between the Leviathan and this behemoth, and they're going to end up killing each other. And the behemoth knows that as long as the Yarden goes into the mouth of the Leviathan and he's busy drinking, this war, this fight is not going to happen, and that he's going to end up living. And the parentheses of Simon in the next Gemara is Simon Yamim Gavriel Ra'ev. The Gemara tells us, Kiosk Rav Dimi Amar Biechanan, where Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said the name Rav Biechanan, Maitach Seh, what's Pshat in the Pasuk, Ki Yu'al Yimim Yisada, Val Nahar Yisichai Neha, for Hashem has established it on seas, this is referring to Eretz Yisrael, and he had set it on rivers, Elu Shiva Yam Varba Naharas, this is referring to the seven seas and four rivers, Shemakivin as Eretz Yisrael, that surround and are part of Eretz Yisrael, the Elu Hain Shiva Yamim, these are the seven seas, Yam Shal Tveria, the Sea of Tveria, which is the Kinneret, Yam Shal Sudaim, and the Sea of Sudaim, which is the Dead Sea, the Yam Shal Chelas, and the Sea of Chelas. According to some, this is referring to Elas, which is a lot in southern Eretz Yisrael, the Yam Shal Chilsa, and the Sea of Chilsa, the Yam Shal Sivchi, and the Sea of Sivchi, the Yam Asfamya, and the Asfamya Sea, the Yam Hagadol, and the Great Sea, and the Eluhain Arba Naharis. These are the four rivers, Yarden, the Jordan, the Yarmuch, and the Yarmuch River, the Kiramyan, Ufiga, and these two rivers. And one remember a battle of Yasan for today, Kasar Abdimi, Amar Bianasan, where Abdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said the name of Bianasan, Asad Gabriel Lasois, Ein Hamad Alpha on top, Kinigio and Levyasan, Gabriel Amalach is going to make a hunt against Leviathan. Shem, because the Pasuk says, Hasim Shech Leviathan Bechaka, are you able to pull the Leviathan with a hook, ubechelot hashkel l'shoinai, or put a rope into its tongue, v'lmalek kosh baruch hu oizai, if not for the fact that Hashem helps him, ein yacholoi, Gavriel is not going to be able to overcome the Leviathan, Hashem, because the pasuk says, ha'oizai yagesh charboi, the one who made it, meaning Hashem, he's going to draw his sword, and he's going to end up killing the Leviathan, not Gavriel Malach. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about the Leviathan. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.